Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The following program is a revision of one we devoted to the art songs of the often overlooked American Lee Hoiby, which are of consistently high quality and not at all difficult to enjoy. Hoiby's years were 1926 to 2011. Born in Madison, Wisconsin, Lee was a child prodigy, playing the piano at the age of 5 and studying at the University of Wisconsin. He continued piano studies until, on the verge of a solo career, he received a scholarship to study composition with Giancarlo Menotti at the Curtis Institute of Music, becoming his assistant. Instrumental works, operas, and songs followed. His art songs were championed by none other than Leontine Price, who will here now perform Hoiby's Winter Song and In the Wand of the Wind. Listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to get to know the songs and other works of Lee Hoiby, whose Winter Song and in The Wand of the Wind were performed by Leontine Price with David Garvey piano in a live 1965 Carnegie Hall performance. In this revised version of the Hoibe program, I'm going to respond to some listener requests and include some of his instrumental works. Remember, he was a trained pianist on the verge of a solo career, so it's natural for him to write piano concertos.
Thank you. Thank you.
listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to hear some of the other sins of Lee Hoiby. We just heard the first movement of his piano concerto, written in 1958. The pianist was John Atkins, and the Polish National Radio Orchestra was conducted by Jan Krenz. Let's return to Hoiby's art songs and enjoy baritone Nathan Gunn in Hoiby's The Lamb, to the words of William Blake. The Lamb by Lee Hoiby, sung by Nathan Gunn with Kevin Murphy piano. When my first Hoiby Singing and Other Sins program was broadcast, I received suggestions that though he wrote beautiful art song, his instrumental works were missing. The following single movement work for piano quartet is inspired by a tune that James Joyce, yes, that writer, wrote as a setting for the Gaelic poem Dark Rosaleen. You'll hear in the following 20 minutes amazingly complex variations on the tune played right at the opening.
Thank you.
You are listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to hear some of the instrumental works of Lee Hoiby, who is really more famous for his art songs. As you just heard, there's no shame in Hoiby's Dark Rosaline, played by the Amara Piano Quartet. Many thanks to Dennis Moore for providing these instrumental works of Hoiby. We opened the program with the inimitable Leontine Price singing two Hoiby songs at Carnegie Hall in 1965. There's a priceless recording of her ecstatic 1991 Carnegie Hall recital in which she sang three songs of Lee Hoiby, Wild Nights, Always It's Spring, and There Came a Wind Like a Bugle.
Thank you.
commitment and enthusiasm. Live at Carnegie Hall, Leontine Price with David Garvey performed Wild Nights, Always It's Spring, and There Came a Wind Like a Bugle, the music of Lee Hoiby, the focus of this edition of Singing and Other Sins. Let's return to Hoiby's Other Sins and hear selections from his Diversions for Wind Quintet. Originally from his Fulbright year in Italy in 1953 for Wind Quartet, Hoiby returned to revise the work in 1989, adding the horn. selections from Hoiby's Diversions for Wind Quintet, performed by the Dorian Wind Quintet. Let's close this Hoiby's Singing and Other Sins with his art songs. I like his settings of Walt Whitman, so let's hear some of those now. We'll begin with I Was There, followed by A Clear Midnight.
Of present times and all times. How the skipper saw the crowded and rudderless wreck of the steamship, and death chasing it up and on the storm. How he knuckled it tight and gave not back one inch. And chalked in large letters on a board, be of good cheer, we will not desert you. How he followed with them and attacked with them 3 days and would not give in.
Done.
on this revised Lee Hoiby edition of Singing and Other Sins, we heard two of his Walt Whitman songs, I Was There and A Clear Midnight, with baritone Peter Stewart and the composer playing the piano part. I hope this balances Hoiby's undeniable greatness in art song with his beautiful instrumental works. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.